So Mem Tesamid Aleph, Arba Asar, Shechalios, B'Shabbos, Mivarenis HaKol, Milifnei HaShabbos, Tivir Reb Meir, except as we know, the Seudos of Shabbos, V'Chachamim Omrim Bismano, the Chachamim say, you can do the Bir Chametz at the requisite time, the regular time, Reb Lezer ben Tzadok Omer, Truma Milifnei HaShabbos, because after all, what in the world are you going to do with the Truma on Shabbos itself? V'chulin bizmanan, right? Rashi points out that there are, you know, ochlin harbe, you can, you know, just divest yourself of this chametz. So Tanya Reb Lezer bar Tzadok Omer, Pamachas, Shavas Abba Biavna. So my father, Tzadok, was spending Shabbos in Yavna. V'chal arba salios b'Shabbos. So it's Erev Pesach, Shechalios b'Shabbos, uvazonin mimuna shel Rabbi Gamliel, v'amar higia eis levaris achametz, v'halachti achar abba. I love this story, right? So I was a kid. I was going with my father, b'arnu es achametz, says a raya for the divrei chachamim, even though we don't pask in that way, but that b'ir chametz was done bizmano. Okay, that's the edus Reb Lezer b'Reb Tzadok. So, I mean, you guys remember the story. It's kind of an amazing thing, but, you know, this is how we prove that Rabbi Tzadok survived, right? You guys remember from Gittin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So the three requests, right? Yavne v'chachamah, and Shushilasa the Rabbi Gamliel, and then Asvasa the Rabbi Tzadok. So, any event, you know, he made it. And, you know, his son was there to tell us the story. Okay. So the Mishnah that we've spent a lot of time discussing, the Kesef Mishnah is, you know, Misar Nakasa L'Chachamim, the Eben HaOzel, saying that it's not a Din Tashbisu, it's just to prevent Bali Rab, Bali Yamatzei. So this is the Mishnah that got all the attention. HaHoleich Lishchor Es Pischo V'Lamul As Bino, which I love, right? Because it's the pairing of the mitzvah saseh sheish ben kares, you know, with apologies to the Rashba from Daf Hei Amud Aleph that he wanted hashbasa sore right there. V'lechal sudas erisim v'veis chamev v'nizkar sheish lo chamez v'soch v'esam yachal achzor levar v'lachzor the mitzvah so yachzor yivar so mefshar, right? Then he's chaya v'imav mevat lo belibo. So let's say it's lahatzol min ha-nachrim. There's an issue of pikuach nefesh min ha-nar min ha-listim. So if it's only a matter of rishos, yachzer miad, right? This is what the Lecha Mishnah would have called the, you know, derech hayoser nechona, is that you don't want to have to be so meich on bittul. So you should go back and do beer, even though we all agree, midaraisa b'bittul bi'alma sagile. So, v'chein mishe yatzim Yerushalayim v'nizkar sheyesh biyado basar kodesh. So this is just, again, a parallel, but not in any way analogous in terms of the substance of the halacha, but just sort of parallel in terms of, you know, when are we allowed to rely on a suboptimal. So, v'nizkar sheyesh biyado basar kodesh imavar tzofim. So if you cross over past tzofim, so Rashi says it's a kfar, the Bali Atosa says it's not a kfar, it means like we have by the halachos of Megillah, that krach v'cholanira, so the place that you could see Yerushalayim from. I'll show you Tosas inside in a second, because there's a comment I want to make about it. Same over tzofim, sarfo b'mekomo, if you're ready so far away, the chazal are not matriach, you to go back. V'im lav chozer v'sarfo lifnei habira me'ati ha'maracha, v'ad kamed chozer v'meir omer zeb zeb v'chabetza, Hain le'inin chametz, hain le'inin basar kodesh, and nifsal b'yitzia. The shir is kebetza, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zevzeh b'chazayis, right, that they agree, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that it's a unified shir, chazayis versus kebetza. Mechachamim are mechalik, basar kodesh b'chazayis, v'chametz b'chabetza. Okay, so more on that a little bit later. So first Rashi says, shvisa sarisho shayaholich la Hachshech al atchum likno shavisa sham kedei sheilu misham lahalan alpayim leilech lamachar sham ledavar harishus. So you want to just, I don't know, do something totally optional from a halachic point of view. So yachzer miyad aval likno shavisa smitzvah kagon sheilech lamachar chutz atchum lebeis ha'avel. Which is interesting, right? That, you know, you could go to the Beis Avel on Yom Tov. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon. Obviously, Avelos is going to be mafsik. The Gemara in Shabbos and Nedarim says that technically speaking there is nichum aveilam on Shabbos, but bedocha ketiru, because it's a kind of a zilzal in Shabbos. But it's a very unusual example that Rashi picks. Olaveis hamishta, haynu keholech lishchores pischo. Clearly, dinim derabanan, so it's fascinating that Rashi equates them with deoraisas. Okay, so the Bali Atosos take issue with Rashi. Perish akuntre holech lahachshich alatchum lichno shavisa sham velelech. They put in dalid, but it's obviously alpayimama lechol. So this is Gemara in Eruv, in Eim of Arvin, el Advar Mitzvah. See, you're not allowed to make an Eruv Tchumin for a Davar Rishos to begin with. So Venir Larid, Hachi Perusha Lishbo Shvisa Sa Rishos, Shaholech, Lismoach Mepesach, Aveso Havo, O Kerovo. So it's a Davar Rishos that sort of ties into a broader mitzvah. Right? It's not formally a mitzvah, but it's nice for purposes of Simchas Yamtif. Right, as long as there's no pandemic going on, to spend the time, beveso havo o krovo, and this is a very special thing for a person to do on Yantif, even though it's not itself part of the mitzvah. But let's say it factors into Simchas Yantif. The Tosfos says im avert zofim, so pirish bekuntra shem kvar, as I told you guys, v'kasha l'riyam kain havla meimar uchemidaso l'chol ruach. Ketanya perek misha hayatame ezeu derech rechoka. Right, this is the din of Pesach Sheni, Tamei, Ovederech Rechoka, Lachem, Olderosechem. So, Min HaModim V'Lachutz, Uchemidasa L'Chol Ruach. So, why doesn't it say, Min HaTzofim, and whatever the distance of Sofim is, if it's a Kvar, L'Chol Ruach, like it says about Modin. So, I know this from Rabbi Adler, because Rabbi Adler has two kids in Modin. So, it's been many, 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 many years since I had this chos of being in Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbi Adler told me that how far is Modin from Yerushalayim? 28 kilometers, as he likes to say. So it's exactly 28 kilometers. Apparently there's a sign when you make the turn onto 443. So if, in case you were wondering, the Gemara says, Chamisha Asar Milin, so it's 28 kilometers, okay? So Amarida b'tosefta mechiltim b'farish behedi zeh utzofim haroa vein mafsik perish kol makom savi Yerushalayim sheyachol der oso misham. Okay, so shesorfo lifnei habira, that optimally you would burn it from the Atzi Amaracha, right, B'makom HaKodesh. Rashi says about that, that is based on a Pasuk, Kedamrin B'chol Shah, B'Kodesh B'Eish Tisarev, B'makom HaChilaso Srefaso, the place where you should have eaten it, so that's where you burn it, right? So it's like highlighting the two possible options. I call that like the Shnei Seir Malacha. You have the Seir LaShem, you have the Seir LaZazel, right? It really should have ended up being eaten, right? Kohanim Ochen, Ubaile Miskaprim, V'chulei. But if you blow it, you know, and it's Nifsal Biyotze, so B'makom Achilaso Srefa, so it's kind of like sticking it in the eye, right? I should have been eating it here, and instead I have to burn it here, you know, Oy Mehaya Lanu kind of a situation. So anyway, Tosa says, "Pirsha kuntres kedam reper kol shav hakodesh beish yisareiv makom achilas yisareiv aso kasha the read the raisa who mali over tzofim mali lo over tzofim." It's in the raisa, you know, you better go back. If you shlamer di minatari yachol sarfa bechol makom shir tzeper kol shav lo marbina ne lapsule kodesh kadoshin veimure kachim kalim aval shar kachim shene chalim lazarim. Right, I don't know. Let's say it's shlamim and it's not the chazei vashok, so it's nechal lo marbina. So really, the din d'oraisa of Bakodesh ba'ish tisareif makom srefaso achilaso is much more limited in scope. That's psulei kachei kadashin ve'emure kachim kalim. Emure kachim kalim meaning the dam or the chelev, but the basar of kachim kalim, you know, it's nechal azarim, so it's a different. It's a different status entirely. What's the other halacha that we saw already in this masachta where we draw a bright red line distinction between kachim kalim and kachay kadashim? So another area of halacha where we say, when it comes to kachim kalim, there's just no concept of zev. Couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you anyway. Is it just me? I'm not hearing? You guys are hearing? Okay. Sorry. Zev, one more time. They say it's my computer has a problem. Did you say Me'ila?
Me'ila?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, yeah. There you go. Now, did you tell your father about your pshat, about Misha Rabu Hanoafim Batlu Meisota?
I didn't.
No, you got to tell him. I told him. I mean, I didn't tell him the pshat. I said, you have to tell him the pshat, but you have to tell him. That was very good. You have to tell him. You know, give him a little bit of nachas on Chanukah. Okay, so Lifnei Habira. Bizvachim perek tulyom, as it says, Pligi my bira, Rabbi Rechana, Yochanan, Makom, Yish Baharabayas, Ubirishmos, a particular location, Rishakashamar, Kolabayas, Kulo, Heavy Bira, Shanemar, El Habira, Asher, Hachinosi. Okay. That really means anywhere on Harabayas. So that, you know, Ayin Sham, that's an issue in Masech, the Zvachim. So the Gemara says, Reminu, Holy Chlachol, Sudas, Erisin, Beves, Chamiv. Remember, in the times of the Gemara, they used to have a year and a day between the Erisin and the Nisuin. We have however long the rabbi wants to go on for. So haholich lechol sudas Erisin beveis chamiv v'lishbo shvisas arishos yachser miyad. So Rabbi Yochanan lokasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosetani sudas Erisin rishos deri Rabbi Yehuda. You don't really have to have a sudas Erisin. Some of us, we talked about this when we were learning the halachos of the 3 weeks that. You know, how seriously do we take Sudas Erisin? It's not really a mitzvah, l'chol adeos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mitzvah, v'hashlem, Rabbi Chista Machlokes, v'suda shniya, v'suda rishona, d'riya kol mitzvah, filu sema haba, Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha, v'suda rishona, v'suda shniya. Remember, the Gemara always prefers to say, rather than it's a machlokes tanoim, the Gemara prefers to be mechalik and say, no, really, the tanoim are in agreement, but there's a difference between the case of suda rishona, suda shniya. We're always trying to be memayed in machloksin. So Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Anilo Shamati La Sudas Erisin Avalo Sivlonos. Sivlonos, right, the gifts that the Arus used to send to the Arusa, you know, in advance of the wedding. So Rabbi Yossi Ani Shamati Sudas Erisin Visivlonos. So Sudas Erisin is a mitzvah. Sivlonos has a, you know, broader status of a mitzvah. So it's a makom for you guys to be misgadah to figure out, like, what mitzvah is that really? I mean, what mitzvah would the Sivlonos be a part of? Rashi says, though Ronos Kelim Noyim, so you have to figure out, like, what does that mean exactly, that it's part of a mitzvah? So Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, maybe it factors into Shalom Bayis, you want to get things started out on the right foot. It's an interesting discussion. Kol Suda Shena Shal Mitzvah in Talmud Chacham, Rashi, the Hanos Vimena, Kigon Mayim, Rabbi Yochanan, Kigon Bas Kohen, Li Yisrael. Shocking, right? The daughter of a Kohen marries a Yisrael, right? That's a problem. Bas Talmud Chacham, La Maritz. The second one we understand, Bas Kohen, Li Yisrael, is a little harder to understand. Then Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Kohen, Li Yisrael, Ein zivugan ola yafe. It's not a zivug yafe. So ma'ihi am Rav Chista o almano grusha o zarein la ayvei. Right, the Torah in Parshas Emor when it talks about duvas kohen ki etieli shazar, and then it discusses the halacha that we all need to know about truma v'zarein la v'shaval beis avia kinuvah milecha avia tochel. So the drasha here is that she'll end up in one of these three situations, which is not a pleasant thought. Bimasnisa tana kovro kovarto. That's omivia miviyasali deanios. Inivam Rabbi Yochanan arotsa sheyisasher yidbak bizaru shalaron kol shekain shetaru kuhuna nashrasan. So lokasha habetamid chachama beamaret. So you're really only talking about when amaret marries a bas kohen. That's really not appropriate. So Rabbi Yeshua nasiv kanasa chalash amar lo nichale laaron de idbak bedare de habile chasana kiana. Right, Rabbi Yeshua had a chalisha sadas when he thought that maybe he wasn't roy to marry into the family of Aaron HaKohen. Remember, Baruch Mibanim Asher, Rashi quotes the Medrash Chazal, that the Kohanim Gedolim used to marry the Benos Asher, but nobody ever said it worked in the other direction. So anyway, Ravidi Baravi, Nasiv Kanasa, Nafko Minei Trebani, Smiche, two great sons, Rav Sheshes Breda Ravidi, Rabbi Yeshua Breda Ravidi, so Amr of Papa, Ilo Nasivna, Kanasa, I did not marry a Kohen, Lo Asri, I would have never become an Ashir. Amr of Kahana, Ilo Nasivna, Kanasa, had I not married a Kohen, Lo Gilai, I wouldn't have been subject to Galus. Remember, Rav Kahana ran away from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, the issues of Mesira. So Amr Lai, Vala Malkom Torah Galisa. So he says, Lo Gilai, Kedagali Inchi. I mean, yeah, it's true, but. Rashi says, "Shar talmidim yotzin midatan v'ni yatzati al kerchi machmas mardin ve'emas malchus," because they had put out a warrant on Rav Kahana's head. So okay. Amr Yitzcha Kolonena Misuda Sarishus Lisov Golas Shinamar Vilchum Karimitson Vagolim Mitoch Marbek Uksev Lachina Tai Golu Berosh Golim. So the point is, a person should not be Bisuda Samharas. You have to be very careful about where a person fraternizes, where it's, especially where a person eats, because carnal activities, this is the Ramban of Kedoshim Tiyu, a person has to be very careful who they associate with, especially in the context of a carnal activity, in the context of a meal, that is a very fragile and vulnerable context in terms of Kedusha. You know, that's why Chazal were so harsh. People, Shnaim Shiyoshvin, Ve'ochlin, Ve'nayim Devrei Torah, Kilu Achlum, Mizev Chemesim. So this is part of the same rubric here. So Tanu Rabbanon, Kol Tamidei Chachamim, Kol Tamid Chacham, Harbe Besudasu, Bechol Makom. If he's not careful, Sof Macharev is Beso, Ma'almin is Ishto, Miyasim is Gozlov. Terrible things. And Talmudo, Mishtakeach, Mimenu, Machlokos, Rabos, Baus, Alav. His Torah is going to be lost. The Dvar Venem Nishmaim, Michalo Shem Shamayim, Mishem Rabo, Vishem Aviv, Vikorim Shem Ralo, Levano, Livne Barav, Hadsov Koladoros, because he ate in the wrong place. So, Mai, Amra Bai, Karole, Bar Machim, Tanure. They're going to call the kids, the people, the ones, you know, who were lighting up the ovens. Rav Amar Bar Markid Bekuve, right? The son of the jesters. Rav Papa Amar Bar Malkich Pinche. Which is the people who lick up the pots, Rav Shmai Amar Bar Mach Rava, the indigent ones. So, again, a person has to be very careful, even if there's a little bit of hyperbole in the Gemara, a person has to be very careful in terms of how they socialize and how they fraternize. So, Tanu Rabbanan Lolam Yimkor Adam Kol Ma Sheyesh Lo V'Yisa Bas Talmid Chacham. By the way, this factors into Din Daraisa, you know, Uledav Kabo V'Osidbak. Right, Hidavik b'talmidei chachamim. The Rambam quotes this Gemara not only in the Yad HaChazaka but in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's the six mitzvot, very important. Bizman hazeh, you know, many have noted that it doesn't necessarily mean a bas talmid chacham, a person who would typically qualify, but a person who values Torah to be sure. Sheimei so golem uvtach lo shabana of talmidei chachamim. I've told you this many times before. The number 1, 2, and 3 issues in marriage is who would you trust to raise your children? It's a davar pashut, but it needs to be stated, right? So that if something happens, you know, chas v'shalom, muvtach lo shabanav talmidei chacham, you can trust the person that you're married to raise a person in accordance with your values, with your hashkafa, with your morality, with the commitments that you've made in your own life. That is number 1, 2, and 3. If you can't agree about that, you know, so mehechatesi. So val yisa basa ma'aretz, shimei so gola bana val meha'aretz. Tenor rabbanan lalom yirkor adam kol ma'a sheyesh lo v'yisa bas tamid chacham v'yasi bito lo tamidei chachamim. Mashal in ve'hagefen bin ve'hagefen davar noe miskabel v'lo yisa basa ma'aretz. Mashal in ve'hagefen bin ve'hasne davar ka'or ve'eno miskabel. Tenor rabbanan. It's a fascinating thing, again, because it's not hamivazvez al yivazvez yoser michomesh, because this is just, it's of existential importance. So matzah bas tamid chacham yisa bas gedolei ador. So Rashi says, anshei maisa v'tzadikim, you know, righteous people. Lo matzah bas gedolei ador yisa bas roshei kinesios, lo matzah bas roshei kinesios yisa bas gabay tzedakah. Because the people who are put in charge of tzedakah are nashim ne'emanim, right? The Kirabi Chanina ben Tradion, who is already a Talmud Chacham. Lo matza bas gaboy tzedakah yisa bas melamde tinoko. So the Bali Tosos point out, based on the Gemara of Bava Basra, and there's some controversy about who comes first, melamde tinokos or gaboy tzedakah. And again, this is not to say that the melamde tinokos are not talmidei chachamim, the prima gadim taught fourth grade. So the leading, I just found this out this year. My sister married this guy from Memphis, Tennessee. So my sister's father-in-law, so he was close with the closest Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was the Riv of Osefrayim, who I knew lived in Memphis, Tennessee. So we were talking a little bit, and he actually had a very, very close relationship with Rav Efrayim, as he referred to him, Efrayim Greenblatt. So I said, how did you know Rav Efrayim? Like, you know, I mean, like, people from New York generally assume that if two people live in Memphis, they must know each other because, you know, they don't have running water and things like that. But in all seriousness, I asked him, like, how do you know? He said he was my third grade teacher. He taught third grade. So anyway, you know, this is not to say that people who are melamdei tinokos can't be, you know, huge talmidei chachamim. They can be, and it's not. Rav Lichtenstein used to, you know, be very upset about this. That people consider it the, you know, it's ein lefi chvodam to teach Torah to younger children. He said, well, you know, what a terrible thing that was. But you know, and in any event, you know, we're here obviously in this Gemara talking about if you had a melamdei tinokos who happened not to be. Those are not compliments. And then it's like really not a compliment. So Tani Rabbi Omer, Am Aretz Asrla Cholbasar, Shenamar Zos Torah Sabehema Veof. Have a comment about this. Kol Osek B'Torah Mutarla Cholbasar, Behema Veof. Kol Shen Osek B'Torah Asrla Cholbasar Behema Veof. So we were talking about this in Shir recently. I was talking about some issues relating to eating meat and how you have to be very careful based on the Ramban and Kedoshim Tiyu and. You know, the heter b'achilas basar is a very complicated thing. It was after the Mabul. So many of the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Radak, they talk about, you know, how exactly this happened. What did it reflect about, you know, the Yerida that human beings went through? But this is exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying if a person is not Ma'aretz, they're already living such a barbaric and primal life, so they definitely can't eat basar because they're, you know, umosar, let me put it nicely, umosar ha'adam yina behema ayin kia kol havel, right? They're living lives where it's not easy to distinguish them from animals. And I have to tell you, you know, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, when I was in college, so there was this guy who wasn't my roommate, but he lived in the same suite as me. It was like 10 people living in a suite. So there's this fellow, and he was not in any way representative of the vast majority of people I met who were very intelligent and hardworking and moral human beings. You know, and people that I would respect very much. So this person, he really did not, it was debased, basically a debased individual in terms of his personal morality. So he came up to me like a few months into the year. I obviously wasn't, he wasn't part of the Amisacha. There was no purpose to be Ocheach Tochiach. You know, I just, you know, try to sort of steer clear. He came up to me like, it was around this time of year. So it was towards the end of the first semester of my sophomore year of college. And he was coming back from whatever he had been doing, you know, all night. You know, and I was heading off to davening, and it was like, you know, very dark outside. It was this time of year. You know, we're sort of passing each other as I'm leaving the apartment, and he's coming in. He says, you know what the difference between you and me is? So I said, no. So he said, it's like, I'm basically an animal. B'zeh halasha. So, meaning that he was captive to, you know, all of the, you know, ta'avot of humanity. So I tried to, you know, remind him that he has tzelem elokim, and chavav adam shenever b'tzelem elokim, and it's never too late to try to express your tzelem elokim. But he was conscious of his, of being, you know, living basically a completely primal existence. It was a moment of self-awareness. It was like the first stage of Hakara Sachit. That's exactly what this Gemara is saying. Zos Torah Sabehema Ve'of. It's only if you're Osek Batorah that you separate yourself from the Behema Ve'of. Otherwise, you have no Heter of Achilas Basar. It's obviously an agadic statement, but it reflects an immutable truth, which is that the Heter of Achilas Basar is predicated on the gap between humans and animals. Otherwise, it would be cannibalism. But if you gufa conduct yourself as an animal, so there's no heter achilas basar, then you're just eating of your own kind. So that is a very powerful gemara. You know, we have to be so careful. That's why achila b'shok. There's so many things. You know, and it's such a tragic phenomenon, and you see it sometimes even in B'nai Yeshiva, there's like a certain zilzal in these areas, but a person cannot be too careful in terms of what we talked about, where a person is soed and how a person eats and how a person conducts himself bishulchano and in all carnal matters. and how careful a person has to be in matters of achila. And I'm just talking about Hilchos Brachos, but just, you know, it's a very, very significant area. You know, and I might have to go to the extremes of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, when the Rambam basically says, you know, it's asur to eat anything that's not, you know, completely optimal for your health. I don't think that's the Minhag Nafots. But in terms of the Kedoshim Tiyu piece, it's very important. So Amar Blazar Amara, it's Mutar L'Nochro B'Yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos. Okay, this is, a Gemara that has to be, very carefully, modulated for audiences. Okay, we're not here talking about an Am Haaretz who's just not particularly knowledgeable, but the Baalei Tosfos point out somebody, you know, who's a threat to Klal Yisrael, something much closer to a Moser, where there's really in Yanei Pikuach Nefesh, that would allow you to commit a malacha and, you know, Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. Some of the Talmidav, you said Nechira, to stab him. So Rabbi Omer L'Shochto, so Omer L'Hem, Zeh Tom Bracha, Zeh Eino Tom Bracha. So he made a, obviously, a facetious remark, or not, you know, a pithy remark, I guess I should say, you know, that Zeh Eino Tom Bracha, that we're not going to make the Bracha, Shechita typically requires a Bracha, better to do Nechira, on the Am Haaretz. Amr Blazar Am Haaretz, also the Slavo Simo, Baderech, Shenemer, Ki Chayacha, Verech Tamecha, Al Chayev Lo Chas, Al Chayi Chavir Lo Kol Shekem. So again, you know, you think that this hyperbole, the Gemara means this point in a deadly serious way. In other words, the person is totally untrustworthy in terms of somebody you could rely on. We're not talking about a person who has no exposure and is basically a decent person, but a person who's crass, who's a boor, who has no regard for his own life, for the quality of his own life. So you have to be choshesh that that person would have no regard for your life, because the person is mufka from any sense of zihiros in his life. So Amr Bishmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Yochanan Amar, it's mutter lekaro kedag, Amr Bishmuel bar Yitzchak, umigabo, even from the back, which is certainly fatal. Tanya Rabbi Kiva, kshayisi Amar, it's amarti mi, tenli tam dechacham van ashchenu. Kechamor, some of the Talmid of Rabbi Amr Kikelav, you know, to bite him like a donkey. Why did you have to say like a donkey and not like a kelav? Amr Leham Zanoshech Veshoveratzim, Zanoshech Venoshoveratzim. That it would want to, attack him in such a way that it would have been, you know, maximally damaging. So the Baalei Tosfos in Ksuvis on Samach Beis, where the story of Rabbi Kiva is recorded, you know, with Rachel and Shaliv Shalachem Shalah, who raises this issue, because that Gemara says that Rachel saw that Rabbi Kiva wasn't knowledgeable. You know, he just self has described Am Haaretz. Wait a second. Oh, okay. Rabbi Kiva quotes it. You take a look. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ayin Ksuvis Samach Beis Aviveis Tosus." Okay, Baruch Shekivanti. Okay, so Tosus says there the following. That Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was Mali Utsnui, that he was a very fine person. So the Baalei Tosfos question, based on this Gemara, Kshayisi Amaretz, Amarti Mitein Tam Bilchachem An Ashchenu Kechamer, doesn't sound like Rabbi Kiva was such a nice guy before he learned for 24 years. He wanted to give Talmidei Chachamim, you know, fatal bites. So the Baalei Tosfos say, you know, the issue was is that he felt that Talmidei Chachamim were arrogant, that they looked down on him. So we have to be very, very, very careful, chas v'shalom, not to be pretentious around people. So it's a very delicate balance, because a person has to, you know, conduct themselves in a way that reflects positively on Torah. But a person can't be pretentious. So you see that there are different strands in this Gemara, and it really depends what kind of Amaretz we're talking about. So again, that's what Tosfos point out here. V'yeshom r'mafein machrizin al yadaso, we're going to get this. So the point is that we're talking about either Amei Haaretz, who are, you know, really vindictive, angry, dangerous people. That's what the Gemara is referring to mostly here. But Amei Haaretz, who just haven't had exposure, so Chalila V'chas, that we would look down on them, that we would, you know, not associate with them, that we would exclude them. That's not what the Gemara is talking about at all. So Tanya Reb Meir Omer, Kol Amesi Vital Amaretz, Kilo Kofta Manicha Lifnei Ari, Ma'ari Dores Ochel Ve'en Lo Boshes Panim Af Amaretz Ma'ke V'Bo'o Ve'en Lo Boshes Panim. So I happen to really like this Gemara, because what Rabbi Meir is trying to point out is this idea that the definition of Amaretz is not intellectual category. It's basically here a moral category, that the way that he conducts himself privately with his wife is that he treats her as an object, that he doesn't conduct himself with kedusha. So that's the definition. That's what we mean by an omer. It's Tani Rabbi Lazar Omer El Malei Anu Tzrichin Lahem L'Masumatan Hayu Hargin Osanu. Tani Rabbi Chia Kolosik V'Tar Lefnei Ma'aretz. You've heard me quote this Gemara many times. Kilu Bola Rusasa B'Fanav Shenemar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe L'Rasha Al-Tikrim L'Rasha L'Murasa. So you have to be cognizant of the fact that it's theirs as well. Right? It's Morasha Kilas Yaakov. Rashi comments here. Murasa l'chol kilas Yaakov. Rashi just adds in that one word, Murasa kilas Yaakov, l'chol kilos Yaakov. So it belongs to all of us. So we have to be careful how we, you know, we can't learn Torah in front of an Amaretz that is mocking him, that patronizes him and says, oh, you don't know him. So you have to be careful about coming off as arrogant or officious, etc. So Gedola Sina Shasona Amaretz Atamide Chachamim, again back to the other kind of Amaretz, Yoser Misina Shasona Novde Kochav Yisrael Unishosean Yoser Mehen. Tana Shana Vepiresh, Shina Vepiresh, somebody who learned and then they reject Torah, Yoser Mikulan, that's the most dangerous thing of all. And it really is, because you know they have just enough knowledge to know how to attack us. So all of the problems that Klal Yisrael had in the Middle Ages born Christians, or the apostates, the Pablo Cristianis and the Nicholas Donin, in Spain and France, respectively, in the 13th centuries. Ayin Sham, you know, it's exactly what Chazal said. Tana Rabbanan Shisha Dvarim Nemru Baal Merit, in Mosher Lahen Edus, Ven Mekalin Mimenu Edus, Ven Megalin Lahen Sod, Ven Memanin Osanap Petras Basali Yisom, and we see it's a moral category, we question their integrity. Again, Tosa says, only in a situation where we're talking about people that we would really be concerned about, you know, them damaging the community. So the other day here, which we have to be conscious of, is that even if a person is Amaretz type A, you know, the worst kind of Amaretz, the aggressive, vindictive, dangerous kind of Amaretz, so even for those people, we have to be cognizant of the fact that they could have Zera, which, will really turn things around. So things can really turn around. Okay. So there were different shiurim in the Mishnah. Because they have the same shiur for Chametz. And for Yipsul Yitzia or Minad Kama Himizam the Nakizayas Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Kibetza. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan B'chlevis Hashita. Must be that they said the opposite. Rabbi Yomer Lolam L'Tepa Chasam B'Krai Pligi Achab Esvara Pligi Chasam B'Krai Pligi Rabbi Meir Sav Rabbi Achal Tazo Achila V'Savat Tazo Shesia. Remember the Mordechai Paskins that way in terms of benching V'Achila B'Kizayas Rabbi Yehuda Savar V'Achal Tazo V'Savat Achila is normally Kizayas, but here we say Achila. So hachabesvara pligid remeir sever chazaraso kitamaso matamaso v'chabetsa v'chazaraso kibekibetsa. Rabbi Yehuda sever chazaraso ki isura ma isura bechazayas. The isur chametz is normally bechazayas for kares. Af chazaraso bechazayas. Okay. One point just to bring up very quickly. See, my battery's running out. That the Balei HaTosos note that really these are just asmachtos, because the first day in Tosos is that the Shir Daraisa is really Sevilla Gemura. It's an entire meal. Okay, we'll hold it up here and.